You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, looking for insider news, videos, and photos on the Cleveland Browns straight from Berea. We'll get the latest on player transactions, combine, draft, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, your most trusted source for Browns news. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, going now to the Ohio Business Machines hotline, where we bring in Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I am doing awesome. How are you guys?
Excellent. Happy to be with you. I know you were down in Dallas for the big game, seeing the Buckeyes win. And the question now on everybody's mind is, will Cardale Jones go pro? I know you wrote about that. What do you think is going to happen there?
I think that after the game, Cardale Jones wanted to go pro. I think everybody wants to go pro.
Yes.
So it's not really climbing on a limb. I think we'd go pro if the opportunity was there. But I do think there was a bit of it's come so fast that he's trying to wrap his mind around it. And what he comes up with as a decision, I think, will be interesting. My guess is he comes back. I think maybe Ted Ginn, Kurt doesn't come back, and there's still going to be a lot of pull. He's still got to talk to Urban, which is not an easy guy to maybe just say, well, I'm going to do this too. So I think he'll be back, but it's definitely sparking in his mind. It is completely improbable climb. I mean, he didn't play until the end of November. He started three games, 94 career passes, but the arm strength is world class, and there's enough NFL teams that would be willing to take that, particularly in the, you know, a third or fourth round or maybe even higher, and put him on a bench and try to develop it. You know, coaches and scouts, they always fill the vacuum with the positive. So, oh, he'll learn how to do this. He'll be able to do that. Just give me that talent. I don't know that it's a bad idea. He can make a pretty good living developing, and he can cash in on the popularity he has right now with signings and endorsements or whatever else to do around the state of Ohio. Or I think you guys would know better than me, but it seems like he's come somewhat of a folk hero for what he's done with the Buckeyes the last couple weeks.
Oh, he definitely has, Dan. And again, to just stay on the quarterback topic at Ohio State, is I have a firm belief that even if Cardale Jones does return to school, he got outplayed by Braxton Miller and JT Barrett for that job multiple times in his 2 years at Ohio State. And I think that may happen again. And as you said, him being a folk hero and everybody being high on him right now, he can't essentially create that scenario again, but he still will have a significant upside. What do you think happens at Ohio State at quarterback next year?
I don't know. In some ways, he's the most talented one. And I know one of his issues is, and he admits, he was not always, you know, he wasn't the hardest worker. He was soft physically and mentally. I mean, in my column, I talked to Mickey Mariota, the strength and conditioning coach. He's like, he would come in last in drills. He's like, quarterbacks never come in last. You can't be a quarterbacks are always fighting as hard as possible. But he's developed it, and he's become more, engaged even when he's not in film study and stuff like that. So I do think that's part of why he got beat out, is they couldn't trust an offense to him. But JT Barrett kind of runs the perfect Urban Meyer offense. It's a risk. He's got to come back and potentially get beat out. It's a risk, where the risk at the NFL level, you're getting paid. And that's really the question. And again, I don't think you can underestimate the supplemental income. You know, these guys are all heroes right now. And I don't care whether it's 10 grand to go sit down and appear at a Columbus Ford dealership and sign autographs or whatever. There's a lot of stuff that can add up to some money. And football-wise, to risk coming back and being put on the bench, I asked him point blank, Cardale, would you be a backup again? And he just kind of laughed and said, that's a good question. You know, he's smart enough not to answer these things, but clear he's not just sitting there saying, hey, whatever's good for the team. He's got a business decision to make here. And I'm not, as crazy as this is, because I would never recommend a quarterback not staying and developing as long as he can. You know, the top 20 quarterbacks in the NFL this year averaged 35.5 starts in college. So basically three full seasons of college starts. The NFL loves 50-year guys that played 4 years and were starters for three. And that's one of the problems you have with the Manziel or a Winston or some of these guys that are coming out really young with only 2 years starting. So to sit there and encourage a guy to go pro after three starts is absurd, but it's such a unique situation. I'm not so sure it's not the right move for him.
So interesting. You mentioned Johnny Manziel there. His rookie season with the Browns, obviously disappointing.
You ever talk about him?
Yeah, we might talk about him a little bit. Obviously disappointing. Seemed to struggle off the field, then struggled on the field as well. What do you make of what you saw from him in his rookie season? A lot of people here certainly ready to push the panic button completely on him. I am not one of those people. I think after seven quarters, it's hard to do that, but certainly not a promising start.
Well, I think he needs to mature, needs to be serious about preparation in the offseason and all that. And I think he learned that lesson. And then you've got to see what he can do. He's really undersized, and that's the one thing he can't do. But look, there's four quarterbacks in the final four here this weekend. Two of them, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, didn't play their first few years in the NFL. They developed, they learned practice habits, all that stuff. Soft physically and mentally is actually something you could have said about Tom Brady at one point. It's a little different, but there's nothing wrong with taking their time. We've gotten to this spot in the NFL now where the guys have to deliver immediately. Manziel came into the league as one of the youngest players to ever come in the league and one of the least experienced quarterbacks. He just had 2 years of starting. And a lot in college football, a lot of the games you play really aren't competitive. So, some of the it becomes, well, he started these games, but they were going to win those games. That's one of the things with the three Cardale Jones games. They're all legitimate big-time opponents, big stage, good cornerback, stuff like that. So I would certainly give Manziel more time. But the hoopla and this idea he's got to start right away, I think, is poisonous because, again, Rodgers and Brady didn't start right away. They had time to develop multiple seasons. And finally came in. And obviously we're talking about two guys that are going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Dan, of course, earlier last week, Kyle Shanahan and the Cleveland Browns parted ways. We have ongoing interviews, based on your expertise. What direction do you think the Cleveland Browns go at offensive coordinator?
I honestly have no idea, so I won't lie to you. I don't know who they'll hire or what they should do, but clearly the team's got a lot of potential, and there's a lot of young talent to work with that they can do it. They're in a really tough division, and but I thought they made some really good strides this year. I know obviously in the end it's disappointing and kind of a circus season at the end because of Manziel, but there's still a lot there considering all the bad things that happened to Cleveland. They didn't have that horrible of a year, and they were still kind of in the mix until pretty late. But I don't know who they're going to hire as the OC.
Dan, just another question, kind of on a similar topic, with Johnny Manziel being a question mark here in Cleveland as the franchise quarterback, which a lot of people would be. How do you think the Cleveland Browns go into this offseason to address a needed quarterback via free agency, via draft, to create some competition in that room to push Johnny Manziel to be the pro that they feel he should be and they drafted him to be?
Well, look, I like the idea of somebody coming in and starting and Manziel learning and then seeing if Manziel will learn and will be committed at that level to do that. It's a little what they did this year, obviously, with Hoyer, but I have no problem with that doing that again. He's a young guy. He could be playing again at Texas A&M this year. I mean, he could still be going into a senior year. So he's still got a long way to go and develop. And part of that is off-field maturity and work habits. And if he can develop that, I think the issue is deeming him the franchise quarterback right now. The problem is there's so few good quarterbacks in the NFL, it's not easy to just sit there and say, hey, we'll just find a guy who can win us some games or whatever. And he can just sit behind him. Manziel's best position probably going to the NFL would have been to be behind a really good QB where it's not a pressure to start, and he would have had time. But I wouldn't give up on Manziel yet. So if you can find an excellent quarterback or some kind of quarterback that can be serviceable and go with it, I would certainly do that. I don't think you need to cut Manziel, though. I still want to see what he's got. I mean, there's something there, even if he is undersized, but he needs time to develop in every facet. He's a guy who shouldn't you know, I get why they come out. There's too much money not to. He was sitting at College Station as a huge marketing opportunity and couldn't make any money. So I get why he comes out. But football-wise, there was no way he was even close to ready to play in the NFL.
Talking with Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports right now on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. And Dan, as you talked about that quarterback position, what choices or options do you see out there for the Browns, whether it be free agency, trade, or here in the draft? Because the likelihood of getting a Mariota or a Winston seem very, very unlikely with the Browns picks at 12 and 19.
Yeah, and you know, let's be honest. Those guys aren't going to be guaranteed anything either. They're both also coming out with limited starting experience and plenty of question marks. So it's not like you could sit there and say, boy, there's going to be this finished product or it's one of these drafts with five guys. Look, we're talking about Cardale Jones possibly being a second, third-round pick. So there's just a huge quarterback shortage in this league. I don't know. Can they get – I mean, you know, a guy like Mark Sanchez starts becoming a really, really attractive option if you could try to get a guy like that. He's at least serviceable. He's going to do pretty well for you. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in Buffalo. But that kind of level guy, if you can sign him, maybe you just stick with Hoyer another year. I don't know. I mean, it's the eternal problem in the NFL – is if you have a quarterback, you have one, and everyone else and half the franchises run around looking for somebody.
And yeah.
I mean, it's every single team sits there and look. You can't get a guy. It's so hard to get a good quarterback. There's 32 teams, and there's probably 15 good quarterbacks, 17 good quarterbacks, you know. I mean, and even an average, a guy who doesn't wow you becomes, boy, you just clutch it. Like Detroit with Matthew Stafford, I don't think – Matthew Stafford's some incredible talent, you know, incredible player, but he's at least a number one quarterback. And so it's so hard, and everyone's always searching. And that's why franchises gamble and move up and grab a guy like Manziel with just such a crap shot of a chance in the first round. But I wouldn't just give up. Again, I just wouldn't give up on him yet.
Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports, our guest. Thank you so much for your time. You can't give up on him, and he is the path to success for the Browns. Just going to be a matter of can he get it done on the field, most importantly, and what does he have to do off the field to ensure that success? I mean, if you are the Browns, how worried are you about that? There have been guys in the past, Brett Favre, et cetera, who've been a little bit, you know, maybe not the film rats who are a little wild, but they can get away with it on the field. Johnny Manziel, though, it seems just constantly likes to go out there and flaunt that party life.
I'm hugely concerned. I don't think you can do it. I think Favre is the exception of the rule. The quarterbacks are overwhelmingly humbled by the difficulty of the job, which is why Rodgers and Manning and Brady, those guys, they're the first ones at the facility. They work nonstop. Tom Brady knows how to play quarterback in the NFL. He tries relentlessly because he knows it's one bad pass. He's so overwhelmed by the challenge of that job. This isn't the Kenny Stabler era or Joe Namath era where you could party and shake off a hangover and go out there and throw a couple TD passes. It's not that era. It's so much more complicated. Defenses are so much better. So Manziel, he can't do it. You can't do it while partying. It's just not going to happen. Brett Favre, all right, Brett Favre was enormously talented. He's a way better player. Even then, it was – that's the exception. You look at these guys, you know, even like a Roethlisberger, that awesome off-field stuff, not during the season you don't hear about it. So these guys are huge, extremely dedicated and very purposeful and very driven. And Manziel's got to match that because he does not have the physical tools to make up for anything. He's got to maximize what he has, and he doesn't have enough. So the idea that he's drinking, if he's out partying or not taking it seriously, he'll never, ever make it in the league without being totally dedicated. Hopefully he's learned that. But yes, indeed.
We hope.
We all hope. Dan, thanks so much for the time. You can check his great work at Yahoo Sports.
Thanks, guys.
All right. When we come back, final thoughts. We'll dip in the mailbag very quickly. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs, our fine producer, will join us as we wrap things up here on another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.